Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The Knicks are great. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. And on the heels of the Lakers' big win over the Nuggets, in which Anthony Davis, after a game-saving block and steal, dribbles out the clock, starts saying, "We're back, we're back." Maybe they're back, but I can tell you one thing. This was a huge, huge win for the Lakers, who were really just fumbling the past few days. Kyle Kuzma saying we're not on the same page. LeBron James is out with an injury tonight. AD comes up with big plays at the end. They were in danger of falling out of sixth place, and they stay in sixth place at least for another day with a big win. But I will tell you this, as far as the Lakers go, like, look, big win tonight. What LeBron James said yesterday is going to bring about a big change in the NBA. Right now, he said, now we've heard it many times, we played it on the show all night tonight. He said, whoever came up with that idea of the 7-10 play-in round, they should be fired. Right? Because, hey, everybody loves the idea of the play-in round until you have to play in it, right? Oh, I don't want to be. I like the idea, but I don't want to be in it. It's like when your friend calls and says, "Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get out of town for a few days." "Oh, dude, that's a great idea. Where are you going?" "Oh, I'm going to go to Vegas. It's going to be great." "Oh, that's awesome. That's a great idea, dude. Congratulate you. I do. Hey, can you give me a ride to the airport?" "Oh, well, I don't know that I could do. You sure you want to go out of town? I mean, really, that all ideas sound great until it's something that you have to do." And that's kind of what it's been. LeBron is just the latest person to say, "Hey, I don't like the play-in games." Instead, when really it's a win for everybody in the NBA, it's extra playoff games, it's extra revenue, it's all of these things, right? But here's LeBron who says, "I don't like it." We had Luka Doncic say, "I don't like it." We had Mark Cuban, "I don't like it." So you know what's going to happen after this year? Because this 7-10 play-in round was approved for this year only, the NBA is going to cancel it. Because Adam Silver is not going to be at odds with his stars or his owners. He is going to do whatever they say because he likes that big shiny nameplate that says Adam Silver, NBA commissioner. He never wants to get on opposite sides of a story with anybody because he thinks it's going to diminish his power and the players aren't going to like him, and so he's going to not be able to stay commissioner because people will be mad at him. It's the thing. He doesn't want anybody mad at him. Doesn't want to stand up for things. "I don't want people mad at me." He will cancel it. He will say, "Hey, this is a good idea for what we did with the bubble. We weren't able to play a full season this year of 82 games, so this worked for us now, but we're going back to our traditional 1-8 playoff format in both leagues next year, and in both conferences next year, and that's how we're going to do it." And he's only doing it because the players are, they would be mad at him and they won't like it, and you have a lot of stars who don't want to play in it, and that's what's going to happen. And then all you would need to really cement it would be if the Lakers were actually had to play in it and they lost in their play-in game. That would be it, because now you're talking about not having the Lakers on national TV, no LeBron James. What would happen? It would be a disaster. So he is going to say, "You know what? This was great for the last 2 years, but now we're going back to things being traditional." Even though it's television wins, it's money, it's all of this, he is not going to risk being at odds with players or owners over this for one more year. It's not
going
to happen.
Keep it going. It's good for the game. Eventually, LeBron James isn't going to be around, so continue to look forward. Continue to advance your game. Promote other cities. Have the final month of your season mean something. Look, when he's done and they do all the press and everything for Space Jam 2, the reboot, he can go star in a remake of Cry Baby and take the place of Johnny Depp, okay? If we want to do that, because that's where we're at with this. It didn't matter when you're in first place and you're running boat race and everybody, it's a, "Oh, isn't it cute for those teams down there? It's great. Let them play it out." And all of a sudden you're down there. I know it's a hard year. I get it. It was a short off season, some 50 days shorter than your normal post you know, NBA title celebration that you didn't get to rest for those 7 weeks and float around in the pool. I understand. It's tough. 72 games instead of 82 games, compressed schedule, not as many practices. There's a lot of disadvantages. There's no question about it. But to then just cry about it once you're in this situation after endorsing it a year ago, no, forget it. Silver's got to grow a spine and get after it here and recognize that this is good for business and take Luka, who's complaining about everything. I mean, that's what he's becoming known for, as well as his great play, is just shut up and play basketball. Likewise, LeBron, you know, you can have an opinion of whatever you need to, but you know what? Folks need to be able to tell you when you're wrong and that you're wasting your breath. And this is a place where they did. And by the way, Anthony Davis just said, shut up, LeBron, because he tried to cover for them, saying, oh, this is a bad idea, this is terrible. And then they go, you know, someone's going to have the take or write a column going, LeBron James inspired them to the victory by talking about the play-in game. Screw that. They had sack and they came and they played big down the stretch. And Anthony Davis with that closeout is one of the greatest still photography moments in sports history. And how he didn't get the shot up above him before he was able to go stretch on him. I have no idea, but they got their victory. They moved forward, and the play-in tournament is the right thing to do because you see everybody playing down the stretch. There's no tanking, no obvious, and maybe it's because, oh, we don't have the, you know, surefire number one and two guys to go to. Believe me, once we get past the NFL draft coma, we'll get straight into NBA pre-draft mock drafts that'll start coming, and we'll elevate guys to that hero status in no time flat. So just leave that alone, and for LeBron, just sit this one out. Go ice up the ankle, ice up, get back on the court, and let the commissioner do his job.
In the words of Judge Chamberlain Haller, that was a well-thought-out, lucid, intelligent observation. Adam Silver is still going to cancel it because he doesn't want the star players and owners mad at him. Doesn't want it. He's got the most influential owner and the most influential player saying, I hate this idea. This is bad. Oh, not going to do it. Not going to do it. If it was James Dolan saying the idea was bad, you could go, yeah, whatever. It's Dolan. He doesn't even know what's going on. It's fine. If it was a player that wasn't a superstar, you know, if it was Ben Simmons is a superstar, but it was like a Tobias Harris who said, oh, this is a ridiculous idea, we got to get rid of this, you'd blow it off. But when you have two of the biggest stars in the game, the most influential guy, and maybe the best player under the age of 25 that say it, and the most influential owner, that's what's going to happen. Because that's what Adam Silver does. He completely does that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Meanwhile, tonight was another night. We saw Steph Curry have a night for the ages. 41 points in the Warriors 123-108 win over New Orleans, and a lot of shots that sounded like this.
Curry left side, dribbling on Bledsoe. Bledsoe falls down as Curry made him a little ankle breaker with a three.
Warriors Radio Network on the call. So with the win, the Warriors now move into a tie for eighth place in the Western Conference. Okay, they have gone from 10th to 8th. Now, likely they're going to be, not likely, it's going to happen, they're going to be in the play-in round, right? They're not making in the top six. They're going to be in the play-in round. They are four games out of sixth place with seven to go. It's not happening for them. They're a game out of being out of the playoffs. So this is not a case where, hey, look, the Warriors have got it made. It's been a great run by Steph Curry. The guy's not the MVP. You know, Draymond Green said tonight, teams are scared to death of Curry. Of course, Curry's a great shooter, and he's the best player on the Warriors. You got to know where he is. But I've said many times, you got to be better. Your team's got to be better to be the MVP. And rather than revisit that, let me give Steph Curry an MVP award. Because there's an MVP award I would be very happy with him having that I can support and say, yes, this 100% is the MVP award Steph Curry should have. Steph Curry's not the NBA MVP. What he is he is the NBA Twitter MVP. And I don't mean like the guy that, because he's on Twitter because he says things, because he does. He's not LeBron who says things and posts things and winds up making news. No. He is the People's Choice MVP on Twitter. So this is where he can win that award. He can be the Twitter MVP because everybody on Twitter, everybody with an account, watches Steph Curry, goes, oh, look how great he is. Yes, he's the MVP. So congratulations. I will give him the NBA Twitter MVP award. And the players are going to love this because they would say, oh, it's more awards we can give each other. Because, you know, the NBA players are really needy. They need hardware, right? And if you have another set of awards to give out, oh, it's great. It's almost like the People's Choice Award. You have the regular award that the media votes on. Now you have the players' awards because they don't like the media awards. They don't think the people should vote for those. So you could have the media awards, then you have the players' awards, now you have the fans' awards, and it could be the most votes on Twitter. So like James Harden can sit there and just keep hitting refresh and voting for himself over a 48-hour period. Or more likely, you know, you hire people and you pay them to just keep hitting refresh over a 48-hour period. You do
bots.
And players would love that. I'm the Twitter MVP. Oh, and they'd have the big, it would be a big trophy, and instead of the basketball at the top would be the Twitter bird logo, and that would be it, and they'd hold it up and say, look, I'm the Twitter MVP. I'm the Twitter sixth man of the year. I'm the Twitter coach of the year. So I will give Steph Curry the Twitter MVP for this year in the NBA. Everybody loves you on Twitter, so you can be the Twitter MVP.
That's not a bad take. I like that. I mean, it's kind of like when folks claim they've got thousands and thousands of people responding to a poll, but it's four guys in a room or a bot that's getting it done into the thousands, or, you know, getting the replies. Great response to it all. Look, when we get down to it, and everybody keeps arguing this, so let me just bring a stat back into the mix that makes sense. We go to win shares per 48 minutes. Quote, the estimate of the number of wins contributed by a player per 48 minutes. League average is approximately 0.100. Yes. The leader in said category is Jokic. Steph Curry ranks 16th behind.
He ranks second, you said, behind Jokic?
I said second? 16th.
Oh, you said he ranks fourth behind Jokic.
No.
No, he's sixth.
No, you're going to enjoy some of the names, though.
No, he's 10th? Oh, no, wait.
No, keep going.
Oh, wait, he's 14th. Well, he's in the top 15, at least.
No.
Oh, no, he's 16th.
And maybe this will adjust after tonight, and maybe he'll pass Bam Adebayo. Or maybe he'll pass Enes Kanter.
Enes Kanter!
Or maybe he'll pass Zubac.
Or nice.
Valanciunas. Or Montrezl Harrell.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, no, he won't, because Montrezl Harrell is seventh. Okay, Jokic is sitting at 0.300. Steph Curry at 0.199.
Ooh,
it's a big gap.
Man.
Now, the way this works, there's an awful lot of centers that are ranked among the top. So, kind of a curious stat in that regard. But, you know, that's a stat that's supposed to matter, according to our analytics folks, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about, because it's stats that affect more than just, I mean, look, I get it. I say this, it sounds weird when I say, but there's got to be things that affect more than just the scoreboard, right? Like, Steph Curry gets his points, right? But how does he get them? He takes 30-footers because he has to, because he can't get in the lane for any baskets. He doesn't take mid-range jumpers. His only other layups are on transition when he gets in the fast break, right? He's not like Jason Tatum that can get big, tough hoops from 15 feet out, right? He's not Kevin Durant. He's not those guys. He's not somebody that's going to give you a lot in another category besides point scoring. I mean, that's kind of who he is. He and Damian Lillard are having very similar seasons. No one's saying Damian Lillard for MVP. You know, Bradley Beal is leading the league in scoring. No one's saying Bradley Beal for MVP. Although after tonight, Russell Westbrook finishes with an incredible triple-double with 14, 24, and 21, and he's going to average a triple-double for the season again officially for the fourth time in his career. But no one's calling for him for the MVP. But because Steph is so great with his shots and it looks so wonderful what he does, yes, he's a highlight film. It looks great. It's like watching someone drive down the court and get great dunks all the time. You know, but if we're watching someone just go in and continually dunk the ball, are we calling them the MVP? Look, Steph, because he hits threes, it's the way the NBA is now, he gets all of that attention. And he's got a great image, and it's why people want to default to him for MVP. But he isn't. I'm sorry. He can be the Twitter MVP. He can be that, Mike. I'm telling you.
Everybody's going to hate you. But you created a whole new award show.
I did.
Category.
I did. But you know who's going to love you now is Enes Kanter. Because you mentioned Enes Kanter.
Well, I did a pretty good job there. And then, you know, win shares overall, I mean, that's a whole other category where it gets fun. Because Jokic there is at 14, Steph sitting at 7.9. There he's 11th, so he's at least creeping in on the top 10. But he's still behind Bam Adebayo. Damian Lillard is 6th. Zion is 4th. And then Rudy Gobert is number 2.
Oh, there we go. Okay, Rudy Gobert. Well, the last time we saw his name, he was 7th on the list, right?
Well, and they hated
MVP?
Him.
Is that where it was?
Yeah. Well, the argument was being made, that he was 7th, and then the argument, what are we doing? Why are we talking about this?
Steph Curry, Twitter MVP.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yes,
right,
sir.
So Mike Harmon, I'm going to give you three stories, and you're going to tell me which one is the most wild story of the night.
Okay.
All right. First one. Well, I'm not going to tell you about it. I'm just going to let you listen to how this NBA game ended earlier tonight and what it meant for the winning team. Can we have it, please?
Buzzer off the mark. Can you believe this? The Knicks go to Memphis. They close the game on a 12-3 run, and Tom Thibodeau's Knickerbockers win it by a final score of 118-104. Tom Thibodeau hugging William Wesley. It's been that kind of night. The Knicks have won 12 of 13. They're 2-0 on the six-gamer out west. Wow.
Knicks Radio Network on the call. They've won back-to-back, and more importantly, the Knicks have clinched a winning record for the season with their 37th win. The Knicks are winners. They have a winning season. Their over-under for wins was 22, and now they could hit 40. This is so great.
Can I tell you why this is such a big deal?
I'm so excited.
You listen to that call, and it's almost like they now expect to win.
Yeah.
There's no excitement. Like, there's no shrill, oh, my God, we had a victory. No, it's like, hey, another win for the Knicks.
Yeah, it's not like, hey, you know, well, look, this is for fans now to be like, hey, look at that. But really it is now, hey, they're kind of machine-like right now. You know, you expect them to go in and find a way to win games. It's been fantastic. Derrick Rose, who had 25 off the bench tonight, he's been incredible. He's been such a difference maker since they got him that he was provided the offense. They didn't have enough offense. They weren't scoring around 100 points a game. But since they got him, he has really pushed things. And you're seeing the Knicks score more points, and they're winning more games as a result. He has been huge for them off the bench. The Knicks have a winning record.
It's former MVP, since it's all MVP all the time
true.
Talk.
This is true. All right, so that's one wild story. The Knicks will finish the season with a winning record. Second one, Marcus Gasol, following the big Lakers win tonight over the Nuggets. He played really well, and, you know, he's kind of been the forgotten guy. And after the game was over, he compared himself to Winston Wolfe from Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
I have Winston Wolfe. I solve problems. And that's what Marc Gasol said. I'm like Winston Wolfe. We got a problem? He goes in and solves it. I kind of dig that comparison.
Body, no head. Check.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Anything else that you know about this car? Is there a bad light? No, the car's good except for the dead guy in it. You know, it's everything
great,
else is fine.
This coffee is delicious.
I love when he just does that little line. He takes a sip and looks over and says, huh, you know, good coffee. So that's another incredible
story. That's good. I like that
surprising
story.
It's a shocking, shocking story. But now this might be – now this is either really shocking or it's not shocking. You'll get what I'm saying. So yeah. Magic Johnson, very excited about the Lakers win tonight.
Yeah, he is.
And why wouldn't you be excited? The Lakers win without LeBron. AD gets a big block at the end, and he dribbles out the clock, and he walks around tapping his chest going, "We're back, we're back." I can't quantify what this win means for the Lakers. They needed this in the absolute worst way. But Magic Johnson wanted to get out and congratulate everybody. Mm-hmm. So he puts this out on Twitter. Anthony Davis was huge tonight without LeBron and Dennis Schroeder, scoring 25 points in the Lakers' big win over the Jazz.
All right.
Wait for it. Wait, here it is. Lakers' big win over the Jazz.
Well, you know.
Tonight, they played the Nuggets.
Well, he's projecting ahead to a play-in game or a... I'm just kidding. To a playoff series to come.
Big win over the Jazz.
They don't play the Jazz before the season ends, do they?
I don't think so. I think if you asked him, he would just say, "Are you kidding? The Jazz, the Nuggets, all those teams we destroyed when I played. It didn't matter who they were. Jazz, Nuggets, Kings, Grizzlies.
Doesn't matter. All the same. We take on all comers. Let's go.
I don't even know who those guys are on the other teams. But a big win over the Jazz tonight, apparently, for the Lakers, who played the Nuggets. So, unless Magic knows something we don't know, it's a big win over the Jazz and the Nuggets tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes you just beat the field back with such a resounding victory. Put them on notice.
Twitter and I'm out of Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. Our best of podcast goes up a few minutes from now. Download it, subscribe. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. It's on iTunes, the iHeartRadio app. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can get it again. Download, subscribe. We'll love you forever. iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts. For Mike, I'm Jason. My buddy Ben Maller is coming up next. Knicks, yo!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.